Behold, this child is a sign which shall be contradicted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the feast of Nativity of our Lord is now behind, but we are still within the great feast when we celebrate this great occasion. But you will be noticed in this week during the liturgy and feast that we already, now when the feast of birth of Jesus is over, that we start to see glimpses already from the coming Holy Week when he shall be nailed to the cross. This past week we had the feast of Saint Stephen, who was the first one after resurrection to shed his blood for his risen Lord, and who on this Saturday we had the feast of Holy Innocents, who were the first after our Lord's nativity to shed their blood for him. And today we commemorate in our Mass the glorious Saint Thomas, an English bishop, who gave his own life for the Catholic Church, the Church which our Lord himself had founded. So we really see how the birth of this great our Lord and God was a sign which truly should and shall be contradicted. And this little baby laid in the manger was also a baby and a child who was to be not only the redemption, but also the fall of many in the house of Israel. We should really consider ourselves fortunate that our Lord has been so good that he chose to reveal his birth and his salvation to us. Most of the people in today's world do not see him as a sign of redemption, nor the child of a resurrection, but see him only as a fall of human race. And how sad it is to think that our Lord, the coming of our Lord, and his taking away the sins of the world, should also be a sign of contradiction and fall for so many people. This greatest gift of Christmas is given absolutely free for all who want and will receive that. And still so many people in today's dark world will not receive him, do not want him, and refuse to confess their sin and confess him as a child of resurrection. Instead, they see him only as a sign of contradiction. This scene, which we see depicted in the Gospel, was such a glorious moment for Saint Joseph and our Blessed Virgin Mary. They could see the Holy Simeon giving them his blessing and giving praises and thanks to God that he finally did see a true hope and the true sign of resurrection, which had been promised by the prophets. But already when our Lord had barely been born, our Blessed Virgin, our Mother, she saw already the glimpse of Calvary. Surely Holy Simeon gave her his blessing, but also gave warning from the coming grief that many people would not receive him with joy, but instead he would be a sign of contradiction and even of fall to many. And Holy Simeon, of course, gave these words to Mary, "Thy own soul a sword shall pierce." So, I mean, even amongst these great joys and promises of heaven, Our Lady already saw of the coming sorrows and terrible things both she and her dear son would face, and how in a cruel manner he was to be put to death. Dear faithful, I spoke to you recently how great feast this feast of Nativity is, and it surely is. But we should also remember with pity and with prayers those numerous people who don't see our Lord as a sign of redemption, but only as a sign of contradiction. Our Lord is not meant to be a cause of fall or a cause of contradiction for so many people. Salvation is free to everybody, and it is presented to everybody. Our Lord wants everybody to receive his Son. It is only because of the pride or willful ignorance that so many people will not receive him as a coming resurrected Lord, but instead only as child of contradiction. Whenever we see our Lord's name dragged into mud or blasphemed, or people committing hideous sins, neglecting to heed to God's warnings, we, of course, should feel sorrow, but we should also bear and make prayers to repay those blasphemes and those sins which have made this child in the manger a child also of contradiction. Our Christmas feast is still continuing, and our baby, Lord Jesus, lies still in the manger for all of us to see with joy and to be worshipped in the Holy Eucharist. Consider yourself how great gift this is, and make sure in your spiritual life and in your prayers and in your holy masses and rosaries that he is truly a child of redemption to you. All the duties which you have in this life, they are meant to be carried with joy, with patience, and with loving kindness, because this child is truly a child of joy. And whenever we are feeling sad or troubled in the lives and in the storms of the world, remember how horrible fate it would be if this child should be a cause of fall for us. When you consider yourself as a child of Mary, as our Lord truly was also a child of Mary, you have been given grace to carry your own cross with patience and with love. Yes, we already see Holy Week coming, when Our Lady's heart will be pierced, and when those people who see our Lord as a cause of fall, they will have their moment of victory in putting him to death. But on this Feast of Nativity, we know that their victory won't be lasting, but this child is the cause of joy and the cause and the mark of resurrection for us. Make this Christmas very joyful feast, because all of our sins have been washed away and this great child has been given to us as a gift, totally free, notwithstanding any sins we have. And we, when we are children of Mary, we can receive him with rejoice and also grow full of wisdom in our life, and eventually, like Holy Simeon today, we will see our Lord with our bodily eyes in heaven when we finally receive our true and everlasting gift of eternal heavenly life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.